No free lunch today. In the golden years, a man's word was as good as a promise. Modric believed in this, and so enjoyed his monthly visits to the nearby village of Birkton. There he would barter his carpentry for food, clothing, tools, and silver coins. During his visits, Modric kept a keen eye open for good deals. On his most recent trip, Modric noticed a sign hanging in a window of Carlin's Eatery, a new establishment in town. It read, "Buy a lunch, get a lunch free tomorrow." Could this be true, he wondered. It wasn't like Modric to pass up a good deal, so he stepped inside. "One lunch, please," he announced as he sat down at a small table. Carlin, the store's owner, brought to Modric a steaming bowl of roast and carrots. The price ended up being a little more than Modric had anticipated, but he was confident the deal would be worth it once he collected the free meal tomorrow. Fully satisfied, Modric paid Carlin, then made his rounds in Birkton. The next morning, he finalized his business deals and then returned to Carlin's eatery before leaving town. "I'll take my free lunch now," he proclaimed. Carlin put his hands on his hips, eyeing Modric crossly. "There are no free lunches served here today. If you want a lunch, you must pay 3 silver coins." Confused, Modric motioned to the sign still hanging in the window, reminding Carlin, "I bought a lunch here yesterday, so you owe me a free meal today." "Sorry, pal," groaned the store's owner. "It's like I said, there are no free lunches today." Carlin gave Modric a wry smile as he pointed to the sign in the window. "The sign says, free lunch tomorrow, not today." Realizing that Carlin was clearly a crooked man, Modric chose not to argue with him any further. Besides, he had an idea. "Fair enough," said Modric. "I'll purchase today's lunch then." Carlin nodded, retrieved a turkey leg and a cob of corn, and then served Modric his meal. Not allowing the ruse to trouble him, Modric savoured every bite of his lunch. The turkey meat was warm and juicy, and the corn was buttery sweet. It was the tastiest meal he had eaten in a long time. Upon finishing, Modric wiped his mouth clean, stood up, and strolled towards the front entrance. "Where do you think you're going?" shouted Carlin. "You haven't paid for lunch yet." Modric paused, turned back to the owner and said, "Of course, sir. I'll be more than happy to pay you the 3 silver coins for today's meal." He chuckled and then went on to say, "I'll just bring them to your store first thing tomorrow." Carlin, realizing that Modric had beaten him at his own game, did not utter another word. Instead, he stomped over to the window and ripped down the sign.